Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
What's up? Welcome back to the show. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this is Money Grows on Trees podcast. And I hope you're enjoying the show, and thanks for tuning in again. This episode is all about dividends, okay? Dividends, all right? Dividends. You've heard the saying, oh, it's going to pay dividends. What the heck are they? All right, a lot of people don't know, so I'm going to clear that up for you on this episode so you know exactly what dividends are. And I think it's just going to make you a greater investor, and it's going to make you, you know, understand why you'd want to invest in stocks and where dividends come from, why they're awesome, and how to create tax-free income, which a lot of people don't understand. If you live in Australia, I want to make that very clear, because I think fully franked dividends are only a thing for Aussies, I'm pretty sure. I'd have to do a bit more research, but I'm fairly certain. So anyway, irrespective, whether it's tax-free or not, dividends are really important for you to understand, okay? Especially when it comes to investing in stocks. So what are dividends? Let me clear that up for you very quickly. Dividends are when a company pays out a part of its profits to you, the investor. So if you own shares in a company, then that company is going to create certain amounts of profit for the year, and they carve off some of that profit they've made and they pay it to the shareholders in a cash dividend, okay? And normally in Australia, they pay, companies pay dividends twice a year. They're called biannual dividends. And in the United States, they usually pay quarterly dividends, okay? So once a quarter. Some ETFs in Australia pay quarterly as well, which is awesome. So that's basically it. I mean, it's very simple to understand. So the number of shares you own in a company will dictate how much, you know, income you make out of your dividends. But companies usually pay out anywhere between, I mean, some new tech companies only pay out about like 30% of their profits as dividends, whereas some mature companies like banks, they can pay out somewhere up to 90% of their earnings and their profits as dividends, okay? So they're big, high dividend payers. So there's a good amount of money to make from, long-standing companies that pay high dividends. And of course, upcoming tech companies, they like to reinvest a lot of their profits back into growing the business, so they don't pay a lot of dividends. So you'll find that they don't have what we call a large payout ratio. The amount of profits that are paid out as dividends is called the payout ratio. Okay, dividend payout ratio. So why are dividends so awesome? Well, the first thing that makes them so great is that you get to actually get some money back for your investment, which is awesome. A lot of people don't ever experience that. Especially when they buy a property, especially their own home, they don't see any cash flow come ever from their own home. So it's a very interesting experience when you get paid your first dividend check. All right, now, in the pilot episode of this show, Money Grows on Trees, I talk about my experience with my first dividend check from Westpac Bank. And it was the day that I discovered that money grows on trees, because I remember buying Westpac Bank shares, about $3,000 I think I invested, and I got my first dividend check. I think it was $90. I was like, wow, I planted this money tree and it paid me $90. And in those days, it came in checks in the mail. I opened up the check, and bang, there's my dividend payment. I was like, wow, I actually got cash flow from my investments. I never knew you could get that. I was always looking for capital growth, right? When the shares grow in value only. So dividends are one part of the return equation when it comes to shares. Okay, so with property, you have the property grows in value and you get rent. Okay, that's the cash flow return is rent, called yield. And the growth of the property is called capital growth. I talk about this in my book in more detail. So grab a copy of that if you haven't yet. But in shares, the value of the shares goes up, capital growth of the shares. But then instead of rent, the company pays dividends. Okay, that's the cash flow yield you get. So for example, if you owned, let's say in normal times, let's say $100,000 of Commonwealth Bank, a company that I love, Commonwealth Bank. You own $100,000 in that, typically Commonwealth Bank pays a 5% dividend. So you'd actually earn about $5,000 for the year, okay? Because $5,000 is 5% of $100,000. So you would get $2,500 and then 6 months later you get another $2,500 roughly estimated. The rates of dividend change. It pays more towards the end of the year than early in the year, but more or less Commonwealth Bank would pay you from their profits $5,000 because you own $100,000 worth of shares and it pays 5%. So that is how much you'd make in dividends. That's why to retire, if you want 50 grand a year in dividends, okay, $50,000 a year in dividends, you need around about $1 million invested in share portfolio because 5% of $1 million is 50,000. So dividends, they can range up to, like, at the moment, Fortescue Metals in Australia is paying a whopping dividend. I think it's about 11 or 12%, which is massive because it's having a bumper year because iron ore is just at a record high. So this company is paying out massive dividends. So you can, you'll see dividends range from, what's it at the moment? It's about, so a lot of tech companies are paying about a 1% dividend, okay, 1%. Whereas if you get up to companies like Fortescue Metals in mining, if they've had a great year, it's 11 or 12%, which is amazing because if you hold that for 7 years, you earn back in dividends what the whole position is to you that you've invested in, which is amazing. So you've got to be careful that you don't just go for high dividends because sometimes a high dividend actually shows that the company's in a little bit of trouble because it's paying out a lot of cash flow, but the value of the shares are falling so rapidly that it's making the dividend yield a lot higher than normal. So a lot of energy companies at the moment are experiencing that where you can get like 8% dividends, which is great, but the value of the business is falling. Okay, they're still paying out a lot of cash, but they can't invest that extra cash flow in growing the business because it's changing. So you got to be a little bit careful about going for just high dividends. You got to make sure that the underlying company can pay the dividends every single year. And if it was able to pay dividends throughout the whole of COVID and grow its dividends as well, you've got a great business there, right? So that's something to consider. But why I love dividends is because you get cash flow. And I'm all about cash flow. You need to have cash flow. And the greatest thing is you can start investing in shares and get cash flow pretty well straight away with any amount of money you put in, which is awesome. And in Australia, you have these things called fully franked dividends. Now, what does that mean? What does fully franked dividends mean? It means in simple terms, it means that the company has already paid the tax on those profits to the government, and then it pays you the dividend from after-tax dollars. So it's already paid the tax on the dividends for you to the government. So when it pays you, you don't have to then pay the tax on it, okay? Up to 30% marginal rate. So it means if your average tax rate is above 30%, then you probably have to pay some tax on it. But if your tax rate is below 30%, then you don't have to pay any. So there you go. You can create tax-free income. It does exist. Why? Because we have it, okay? Because we invest in shares that pay fully franked dividends in a sensible structure that actually has a cap tax rate of 30%. So it's effectively like having tax-free income, okay? Now, imputation credits and fully franking dividends, there's a little bit of accounting behind that and your accountant can sort that out for you, but it's essentially a great way to be able to create very, very tax-effective income. And it's one of those things in Australia that, it's why I love Australian shares so much. I love the high dividends here. It's great. In America, they don't issue so many dividends. The dividend yields are a lot lower, but they use the cash flow. The business uses the profits to buy back shares in the marketplace. So it actually reduces the number of shares outstanding to the public, which means it increases the value of the shares. So that's how they like to spend their profits. They don't like to spend their profits on paying dividends as much in the States. So there you go. Highly taxable in the States. You have to pay tax on all your dividends there. But that's dividends. That's how they work. It's very simple. It's a piece of the profits of the business. And if you haven't experienced a dividend payment before, you're in for a real treat. So if you're wanting to learn how to invest in dividends, of course, I talk about this in a bit more detail in my book. So you can see it in there. But it's very simple. You buy stocks and you experience the dividend payment, which is awesome, okay? Very liquid, very simple, straight into your bank account. Amazing. So that's it for dividends. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. Please give us a shout out on Instagram. Tag me in it, Lloyd James Ross on Instagram. Give us a 5-star review if you're enjoying the episodes. And of course, download and subscribe. Share the love, share the podcast. And if you want me to talk about any particular topic, please feel free to DM me and ask me, and I'll come on and do an episode just for you. So you can learn more about money, investing, and we need to do some episodes on entrepreneurship because that's the whole idea too, right? So I'm going to bring some guests on soon And I'm gonna delve into a bit more entrepreneurship stuff, I think, because we've covered a fair bit of money stuff so far. All right, wouldn't you agree? So I'm gonna try and mix it up in the next few episodes and we'll see where we go. But we've got so much to cover, so many great things to teach you guys, and I'm really, really excited about where the show's going. So thanks again for listening in. Love you all and talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.